During this unfortunate war, the losses were far more than many people can take. However, I still consider my losses are really less than many other people's. The part of this war that still haunts me today is the illegal crossing from Turkey to Greece. I was newly married and was extremely worried about my wife who was accompanying me, and more worried about my family, because I was the only income source before the war and they were totally dependent on me. When I was a child, I wasn't used to running when the lights turned off in the corridor. I wasn't running to find a candle if the electricity went off. But the darkness of the night during the crossing changed everything. I am now a 31-year-old man who cannot sleep if the light is off. During that night, after 41 hours without sleep, I was able to see all creatures on Earth, including my imaginary ones. They were too close, they were real, and I could still recall them clearly. That night ended with 8 hours of rock climbing with no water, no food, and 3 children. We were a total of 12 people, including the children. The decision of leaving the country changed my life forever. That experience left me with a set of memories, thousands of images, a couple of losses, millions of ideas, and a life to reset. I have to start rebuilding a new life. Luckily, I'm surrounded by very nice people. I had the chance to get back on track faster than many others. I am trying to erase my memory related to my time spent in Syria and the time spent on my way here. I would like to keep my focus more on the future than on the past. This is to be able to recover what I lost in my life. It's really hard to recall something you intentionally erase from your memory. Nobody in this life deserves to be in that place. Nobody should be forced to pass through that experience. However, I am still happy being able to recover my losses, happy that I still have the energy to do it, and happy for being surrounded by a group of people who are really helping me do it.